AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A stormy white Christmas for the Upper Midwest and Central Plains, says forecaster Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service.
Big story for Christmas Day is the blizzard out across parts of the plains. Areas from northeastern Colorado, northwestern Kansas, across good portions of Nebraska and South Dakota.
And if you're making that holiday trip home along the East Coast, you may get battered with rain. This was Christmas Day in Ukraine, a change from the Russian observance, which is held later in the year. It's asserting Ukraine's national identity. It was a deadly holiday in Gaza. The Hamas-led government says more than 100 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes, while Israel reports 17 of its soldiers have died. Egypt is putting forth another ceasefire proposal. Iranian state media say an Israeli airstrike in a Damascus neighborhood has killed a high-ranking Iranian general. In Ocala, Florida, police are still looking for the suspect responsible for killing a man at the Paddock Mall this weekend. Police Chief Mike Balkin on WKMG-TV.
Our hearts and prayers go out to the folks that had to witness this, to the families of the survivors out there, the young man that lost his life.
The suspect, Albert Shell Jr., remains at large. Authorities say a suspect who faced off with officers at a California home Christmas Eve has been found dead. Celebrities are sharing their favorite ways to spend Christmas. Dolly Parton says she loves being with the little ones in her family, especially the nieces and nephews.
I'm like a kid. I love the music. It's like a fun family.
Pop superstar Taylor Swift celebrating Christmas Day watching her boyfriend, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, playing against the Las Vegas Raiders. This is AP News. A charter plane grounded in France for days because of a human trafficking investigation has now taken off for India.
Associated Press reporters saw the chartered plane take off after the crew and about 200 other people boarded. Passengers grounded in France included a 21-month-old child and 11 unaccompanied minors. Several passengers requested asylum, according to local officials. The Paris prosecutor's office says two people were detained and are appearing before a judge to face possible charges, including involvement in a criminal group helping foreigners enter or stay in a country illegally. I'm Julie Walker.
In college basketball, Purdue remains number one, while Florida Atlantic climbs up to number seven in the AP Top 25 Men's Basketball poll after they beat Arizona. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.